Well, the 3-day event that is designed to help give Atlantic a chance to spruce up and make it more eye-appealing is coming up on Wednesday. Joining me this morning is Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones to talk about Atlantic City Cleanup Days. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rick.
Dave, you've got an event. Now, this is something that you've kind of been spurred on a long time ago to help spruce up Atlantic and get rid of a lot of the junk and things like that. It's been your impetus to get this going. And tell us how this evolved, this Cleanup Days.
Well, we've been talking. I've been asking for the longest time about doing a Cleanup Day. I have citizens talk to me about it for years and years. And every time I'd bring it up, well, we can't afford to do this, too expensive. Well, then Dana Holder, our councilman at large, got tired of people complaining to him because where he works at, people see him quite as much as like I am. We're both public out in public quite a bit. And he just got fed up, and that kind of hit a firestorm. And I said, well, we're going to go ahead and talk to our street department, Daryl. And I said, can we do it? He said, sure, why not? I said, okay. So that's where we really start getting going. Dana putting the big spark into it, and that's where it's going to go at. The cleanup day is we're trying to make sure we want to get stuff out of backyards, off porches and stuff in that area. A couple things we're not going to accept is basically
tires without the wheels, right?
Yeah.
Without the rims.
We'll accept four passenger tires per household without off the rims. That's number one. We will take refrigerators, washer dryers, stoves, heaters, furniture, mattresses. Things we will not take is microwaves, anything from a business address, electronics, household trash, paint, and chemicals. Electronics, you need to understand, we're not taking any TVs, no computers, no microwaves, no nothing. Mm-hmm. If you put it out to the curb, we're not going to pick it up. It's going to be your responsibility to get it back in the house.
Right.
That's the two things behind it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people will kind of get together and talk about it. We do have... if people need any help with this, getting stuff out to the curb, hopefully the elderly people will need some help.
Mm-hmm.
They can call City Hall and talk to Allie, and Allie will get a hold of the people to go out and help them get things moved next week. So we got people lined up for that.
Right. You got a cadre of volunteers also ready to go.
Yes. So that's kind of a couple of things we're going to go with it. So we're going to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. City crews are going to take everything, pick it all up. We got somebody going to take all of our appliances and take them over to Omaha. So we're going to stockpile them out to the street department's yard.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it should be a fairly smooth thing. And there's going to be some things I'll do and don't do. But I just want people to remember that if it's not on the list, if we don't take it, we're not going to pick it up.
Right. No junk cars, no anything like that.
And it starts Wednesday, ends on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are going to come in, I thought it was Saturday because I heard it on Facebook. Well, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Facebook is nice, but you got 18 million different people's opinions on it.
Right.
So... either call City Hall if you got any questions, or look at, mm-hmm. listen to radio, it'll be in print probably next week, hopefully, too. So just kind of keep things going. And a couple other things we're going to try the next steps down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets all done, we got an enforcement. Chris has been very, very busy doing the enforcements. We're shortening some of the stuff up. On our mowing ordinance, we give you on the 1st and 15th of the month, if your grass is over 12 inches tall, Chris will come in, and she'll do a courtesy card to you. And it's a courtesy card.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll come in and mow it, and then it's a $100 fine plus our $100 you get there, and $75 an hour to mow.
Right.
So it's not cheap, and so people need to understand it. So just picking up garbage out of people's yards, we're going to speed that up a little bit. So Chris sends out a certified letter to people.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people, they see it from the city, the majority of the minority of people that's doing this, they don't answer the postcard.
Right.
So you'd say they never got it. So Chris, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, Chris gets it back from the post office and nobody picked us up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to speed that up. We talk with Mark, our attorney, and Chris is going to send out a postcard. We'll just say she sends it out on June 1st.
Right.
June 5th, she'll get a reply from the people. She's going to take it down to Dave Erickson, the police chief. He's going to have a man in blue with a little gun and a badge and deliver it. Then you got 5 days to get it cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it in 5 days, the city will come back, and they'll do the same thing, $100 on and $75 an hour to get it picked up, plus landfill fees.
Right.
So really, it's not going to be cheap. So basically, we're going to really enforce this pretty heavy and get on it really fast and get going on it. That's a couple of things we're trying to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of it all, what we're trying to get people together to do is I know, and I instructed our crew, I said, I do not want to have a 96-year-old lady that can't do it, and we're out doing this. You know, I want
right, exactly, yeah.
So we're gonna start a program, kind of volunteer program. I got to talk with the churches and some other people. So if you got a neighbor that mm-hmm. can't do it,
right.
call City Hall, and we'll put it in. We'll look at it and see, oh, this mm-hmm. person needs help and stuff in that area. We'll contact you with the local church. They'll come by and they'll help you out.
Right. I mean, there are people that have health issues that can't be outside, mm-hmm. you know, that oxygen or whatever, or they can't lift heavy items. That's where these people will come in handy.
Yeah, and we're hoping that would be neighbors letting people know about that beforehand.
Right.
So that's something we're going to try and get going on that. So we're trying to do everything we can to get things going, make it smooth. Mm-hmm. And we know for sure someone's going to fall between the cracks somewhere. And please, you know, we'll be patient. We'll make everything work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just be patient, work with us, and we'll get it all done.
Well, Atlantic has been proactive in getting a lot of this stuff cleaned up. We've got we've had in the past the electronic recycling trailer come through two or three different times, and that's gotten rid of a lot of the computers and other electronic items. And, of course, people still have to take their TV sets down to the landfill to get those and pay a fee for that. So, but, I mean, there's other, the city's being reactive in this way, too, and proactive in getting the junk out of the city, which, as Dana Halder had mentioned at that one city council meeting, Atlantic does have some eyesore spots.
Well, basically, people see that. They just need to call City Hall, mm-hmm. you know, and then let them know. And Chris will go out and she'll look at it. And it's a process, especially in cars. Now, the police are looking more. I talked to Dave Erickson, our police chief, about this a couple weeks ago. And the police are out looking for those vehicles. That's not their dedicated job, but they all got some free time.
Right.
So they're going to change their patrols around a little bit and spot those and do a courtesy call and say, please get this moved and come back. And if they don't want to listen to the courtesy call, then I come back with that nice little thing. Then the police can get their signature autograph from it.
So, right.
I mean, that's kind of, we're trying to do everything. So give them a chance to do it. But if you get the chance, do it. Don't argue with them. You know, because you're not doing things the right way.
Right.
So let's just kind of all work together on it.
Like you say, if you don't get out there this next few days to take your junk out to the acceptable items out to the curbside, if you don't have any people to help you, call Allie at City Hall.
Yes.
And she will help get those people arranged. They'll help pick it up on those 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hours 7:30 a.m. to
5, I think it is.
7:30 to 5.
Our city crews are doing it, so we don't want to pay them any overtime for this. So they got other things they got to do in between, but
right.
we'll get it all done, barring any kind of any kind of storm would come in, barring that mm-hmm. in reality. But just call 243-4810. I mean, it's pretty simple, and Ellie, get their name down and put it out to them.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, if you don't have it, you know, if it's not on that list, we're not going to pick it up,
right.
and then it's going to be your responsibility to get it back in, and we're not going to listen to, well, my neighbor said this, my great uncle said this, and last time you did this, which is I don't know how long ago, I know it's been over 20-some years, they did it this way. This is the way we're doing it this way. So people need to pay attention. It should be on our city website. I'll make sure it is today. I'll talk with them, mm-hmm. people down at City Hall about that. But they need me to understand this is going to be where it's going to be, and that's it.
Are there any limits, Dave, to the type of a number of items? Like, say somebody has a couch and maybe a recliner or something like that
nope.
they want to set by the side,
nope.
so there's nothing like that. Nope. All right. But it's a chance. You see those all the time. You've seen couches and stuff sitting on the side of the road, and people put it up on swap pages saying, hey, come pick it up. Well, it sits there for days and gets wet and moldy and everything else.
No one's going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, we've been working with, I can't think of her name, out to the landfill. She'd been helping us coordinate this whole thing, and she told us at the last meeting we had last week, kind of getting all the little bugs worked out of this program. She said she can't believe our awareness program is working because people are bringing truckloads of stuff out to the landfill, never
awesome.
Seen before. And so this is going to be a little reprieve, hopefully, mm-hmm. but after that,
right.
you know, they're... You had your chance.
Mm-hmm. Right. We've said we've cracked the whip before and kind of been lenient, but now we're going to try to really crack down on the dumpers, as we say, and
yes.
and the ugly properties out there. I mean, I realize that people in some cases are not financially able to do a lot of that stuff themselves, but if they just ask for help, people are willing to help.
Yes, there is. There's plenty of people to help out.
Right. All right, Dave. Let's remind people real quick, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. is citywide cleanup days. You've got volunteers coming out. That'll be beginning early those mornings and throughout the day. They'll be going throughout the town, so don't panic if they're not there exactly by 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Thursday's the next day. So
yeah. Yeah, basically, you really want to panic. I would not wait till Friday. You know, I'm not sure where they're going to start, what side of town they're going to work on. Mm-hmm. So don't wait till Friday at 4 o'clock, put your stuff out, and they've already went by. We're not going to come back and I mean, just work with us on this.
Exactly. And, of course, if they have any questions, call City Hall, and we'll get her done.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for your time, Mayor Dave Jones from the City of Atlantic, and talking to us here on Heartbeat Today.